And Kenya, where the unpopular finance bill has passed a significant hurdle on its way to becoming law after Parliament voted it through on its second reading. The proposed changes would mean tax increases for lots of people who are already struggling with the cost of living. Thousands of young people have taken to the streets to oppose it.
A new generation of Kenyans occupy the streets of the capital, Nairobi, as anger mounts over a controversial finance bill. Anti-riot police use water cannon and tear gas in an attempt to disperse protesters.
Hey, hey guys, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of Read the Room podcast.
Oops.
It's been a long week. It's been a hectic week. It's been all over the place with knowing us as Kenyans, but we'll get into it. Before we get into it, thanks for tuning in. It's your boy Kisaka Baby K.
It's your boy Neil Mulama.
And it's Likanya over here.
The man himself, man like Minji.
Man like Minji. Yeah, so let's jump straight into it. It's been, when we're recording this, it's the 20th of June. This is a Friday. 28th of June. This is a Friday, mm-hmm. And it's been long. It's been hectic. It's been hard.
Damn right.
We're speaking this because of, if you don't know it yet, but if you're watching this, probably you know, in Kenya, there's been a controversial finance bill that was supposed to be put through by Parliament, but the majority, but for some reason, it's the young generation getting blamed for it, the Gen Zs, which is the Gen Zs and the millennials, but Gen Z especially, we're getting blamed for it, but it's a bill that's put through Parliament, and in that, people are feeling like they were not being heard through the process of putting it through. People went to protest on the streets. It just started as something small. Yeah. And I think from my point of view is on Tuesday last week when the first protest was on and then the retaliation from the members of Parliament is when, and then we know when there's that reaction that you get and somebody, and you get like, oh, I'm actually doing something. Mm-hmm. And I think that was the feeling from the first day of protest on to Thursday. And it was very specific. We say we protest Tuesdays, Thursdays, when there's a sitting in Parliament, which is Tuesdays and Thursdays. And it was on Wednesdays, people are out their own business. Fridays, business as usual. The weekend, sherehe and business as usual. But that, Tuesdays and Thursdays, that's when it is. Started last week on Tuesday to Thursday to Tuesday. It got more hectic, and that's when it got deadly, and that's when more emotions got into it. So Let's just see. How do you feel about it? How, where are we at? Where is your head at? Let's have a new.
Okay. First and foremost, it has been a sad week. Actually, being a Kenyan, it's been really a sad week as well. We've lost so many lives, and lives that were not supposed to be, you know. Like we will have prevented it, you know, from the word go. Mm-hmm. So it has been really a sad week. And about the bill as well, it's everyone is against the bill.
Yeah,
I won't say everyone, but most Kenyans, majority.
Yeah.
And the reason the youth were on the streets, the Gen Z, the youth, it's because that, you know, our parents had tried. Our old parents had tried, opposing the government and all that, but it didn't work.
Now, it was never like this.
This is the time where we see, like, actually, it's really funny because right now I see most youth engaging themselves in politics and getting more knowledge about what the constitution entails.
Which has
and
never
all that.
Been the case.
Mm. Right, it's really funny because way back, you know, youths were like, I don't really care about
youth
it.
Youth is just baddies.
Yeah. I don't care about it.
And inshallah and shisha and we're good.
But right now it's really a good thing to see like the youth out there. And I feel like there'll be a huge difference come the next elections. And that would be a good thing. At least right now we know what we want. We know, we know like who is the good leader, who is a bad leader as well. So, yeah, that's just, yeah, that's just what I think, man. It's
what I think about the finance bill. Is that the question?
What do you think about the whole week in totality? The last week in totality, yeah.
Oh, it's been sad. Like, seeing everything that has happened and you're not home, it's, I think it's overwhelming. But also, I don't know, I kind of feel happy that the Gen Zs can come together without considering tribe or like race, oh, not race, class, or it's a bit when you're going to
divide,
yeah. Yeah, it was good like seeing us come together peacefully and like how everything was well planned and actually people went, like the numbers were big.
Yeah, crazy. I've never seen anything like that.
That was massive, yeah.
I've never seen anything like that.
Yeah. But yeah, it was sad, like all the Kenyans we lost for nothing, and having the president not talk about that was crazy for me. But yeah, we'll go into details like into your video.
Condolences to the families for sure. Mm-hmm. What I think about the week, no, it's been a crazy week for sure. From the start, from the first day, as you said, there was the action and there was a counter reaction. Every action has a reaction.
Yep.
The parliament was trying to pass a ridiculous bill, to be honest, come to think of it. Mm. But if you sat through the parliamentary sittings,
yeah,
these guys were actually convincing that, look, we actually need this finance bill to get through.
Yep.
Because they'd say things like, we are not taxing sanitary pads from Kenya. We are taxing sanitary pads that are being imported so that we promote support people local to do this thing. Mm-hmm. So that's the basis they were coming with. They were just trying to be convincing, but at the end of the day, it still doesn't make sense. No country has ever succeeded by overtaxing its people.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, so for me, that was a ridiculous bill for starters then. The counter-reaction from the government after protests was not the bad thing, because if you listen to the speech by the president on the first day, that was ridiculous. Way you can say people picketing and doing their peaceful demonstrations is treasonous.
How? It was treasonous and we're criminals. That was the name we had from when was it, Tuesday?
Wednesday.
No. Tuesday night. It was on Tuesday night. We are bill. Criminals and treasonous. Yeah. So that's what we came from, Gen Z to criminals and treasonous,
yep,
to sons and daughters.
Yeah, then that's ridiculous.
Last night. On Wednesday. Yeah.
The ridiculous bit about it is on Tuesday you're calling people ridiculous, and on Wednesday you're like, our sons, we won't pass this bill because I won't sign this thing because we've had you cry.
So you, people had to die.
Being treasonous.
People and had to die for him to hear.
No, the thing is, people are still dying.
There's a
kid who was shot nine times in Rongai.
In Rongai.
Yeah.
It's, for me, it's the reasoning. It's the, I didn't know, you guys did not want it. That was the reason. That's pretty much the whole reason he came out saying, there was no information from me saying that the whole country did not want this. You young generation did not want this. And I want us to sit down. He said this on Sunday. I want us to sit down and talk about it.
Mm.
On Tuesday, they passed the bill. On Wednesday, he comes and says, oh, I've refused the bill now. That is what you guys wanted. But I didn't know you guys felt this way about it. Wait for people to die for you to feel like, oh, they didn't want it?
Okay, you know, the bill has 21 days to become law.
Yeah.
Whether the president signs it or not, we're already 3 days into it. Nothing is happening.
Mm.
The parliament is currently suspended up until 22nd of July.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So basically, nothing is happening. The bill is becoming law.
Yeah.
Not sure of that, just because I feel like he would not risk it becoming law after him coming out and saying he would not risk it becoming law, saying, oh, we've stopped it. He will not risk it just for the country's sake and for the because the international eyes are looking in. He will not risk that just because it'll be bad.
I don't think he cares.
I think about
people are being killed.
About the 21 days actually.
Mm.
They have not started yet counting.
Because until
parliament has to be back
and from recess
for them to start counting.
Yeah. Okay.
So right now they're not counting the days, so they have to be back to the parliament, so they so that's where they start counting.
Because come to think of it, right, the finance bill is supposed to be effective for the next financial year, right?
Yeah,
but it doesn't mean that we don't have a finance bill. We'll continue with
the one we had.
So and when parliament comes back from recess, that's now where they
sit,
take
down
it from there.
And now they
but come to think of it, it's the way you've said it. Like he had a chance to like prevent all of this.
Yeah.
And what hurts me the most is that, like, I think he came out the second time to say he's sorry just because he was condemned by
everyone,
bishops, by international bodies, and all that.
Yeah.
He wasn't really sorry. I think he was a bit arrogant, like he wanted his way. And he wanted to show us that, you know, he can have his way. And it and some of the things as well there, it's like you cannot tax people who don't have work. You cannot tax the jobless people.
Right? What are you
getting out of it? You cannot tax land that you're given by your grandfather from where your grandfather has been.
He has been
the owner of that land ever since. How can you tax
For you to get it? And it's not even that. I think the more cry for the people is the little you're getting now, we're not seeing anything out of a country of 50 million, as much as you create 100,000 jobs. What's that numbers like?
No, they're not jobs, bro.
But how many jobs has he created so far?
But that's the thing.
Numbers don't lie, though.
And he said in his speech he created the jobs because of the housing bill that he's doing.
No, they're not jobs.
The housing situation of building houses. And without houses, there's contractors, there's drivers, there's all that. Let's just say there's some jobs being created. It's not enough where it's like we feel that this money, once we gave you a little bit of money, you didn't take care of it. And if I add you more, now is when you'll take care of it.
No, but currently, actually, for starters, the thing is, the people are actually very highly taxed. It's a fact.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Even without introducing the new bill, people are highly taxed, right? Yeah. Then, if you look at the government expenditure, there's a lot of wastage there.
A lot.
Like, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a video posted on Instagram showing senior people in the government just doing TikTok videos. And they're doing TikTok videos in the latest cars, like the latest Lexus.
Yes. Yes.
Range Rover.
Yes.
And if you follow it up, these people were given contracts worth 1 billion Kenyan shillings. That's like 10 million USD. And, you know, it's crazy. So for a job that would have costed easily less than
$1
million.
It's the same lady that is renovating. Who has the tender for renovating? Is it the seats or the furniture?
Yeah, the furniture in State House.
In State House. You're like, what the fuck?
What
and you
for?
Get a brand new fucking Range Rover 2023.
For that,
using that money, so
you're getting a 10 million tender
for
furniture
there.
In State House.
Mm.
That's
and there are schools without
that is
classrooms.
That is being ridiculous. It's
did you see?
It's a bit too much.
Did you see they have office of the wife of the prime cabinet secretary?
Those are the questions they're asking. Those
what
like
for?
That.
Why?
That,
why
that.
Need that?
And it's actually funded. It's funded. It has like
that's
money.
That's ridiculous.
Bill.
As much as you have some, what are you doing? There is the wife of the president, as good as she is, as religious as she is having her office, and she is doing the drugs
campaign.
And enforcement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What is the work for NACADA, which is a body of the government
set aside for doing that? Yeah.
Either you go in
and help.
Either
them.
You go in and help them as an advisory, as whether it's part of the head of it and be a big part of it, or you're just saying it's not working. Okay, dispose of it then,
because
there's people in that branch where they're working, they're being paid to regulate drugs in the country.
Basically, there are like a few things which even an illiterate person will be like, this thing is wrong. The way like the governor said, the senator said that you cannot renovate a house $500 million and the house that was built with $200 million doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
What are you doing with the rest? Like, doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
I've never seen like
the you first might as well just like get another house.
I've never seen a first lady being offered $600 million, and the vice president's wife like 400, like a collective amount of 1 billion shillings. It doesn't like it. It doesn't make any sense. And I don't. I blame sort of like illiteracy levels as well back home. Because things
it's
like
not that it's
has
nothing that
to ignorance.
It has things to do with.
I think ignorance. I honestly think it's the sense of power that they get, knowing that we can't do anything about it.
And so it's ignorance.
And that is
for
why
the people.
It's not for the people. It's like,
the
no.
People aren't
as
ignorant.
As a leader, I'm doing this knowing damn well these people won't do anything about it for the next 5 years.
Yeah.
There's nothing you'll do about this.
But how do you explain someone who like an officer who goes out and shoots like kids and all and you know
that
did you
is,
see the officer
that,
that
is bad.
The
yeah.
brother
that
was
is,
shot? Did you see
yeah.
the did you see that? Yeah?
I'm actually not
that is common.
How do you walk
that is common?
No, no.
I'm
like
not sorry for
there's,
that guy.
There's two officers I'm thinking about. The officer that lost the brother, as much as you're not sorry for him, you agree for him because that's a life loss in your family.
That's a life loss.
No, but I agree for the
brother.
Family, but not him.
I agree for the brother.
For him,
he
yes.
He probably shot a live bullet.
Yeah. He probably killed someone.
He probably hurt someone or maybe he beat someone up.
Once we're sure, we'll say. So
that's
what I'm saying. But the second officer that walks to his car and then shoots a live bullet
my God.
That was a tear gas. No live bullet. That was a tear gas. It was a tear gas, but straight
to
the face.
Still,
straight to the face.
I'm
not so sure how true it is, but apparently he's the killer for X.
Yeah,
for
I've seen people say that as well.
I've seen that. And this is, as this generation, we don't fight the same way as our parents did. Our parents used to go on the streets with their stones. They fight, police and robber, it's over. This generation, we get onto your credentials. Bruv, the president, all their numbers were leaked.
Oof.
Yeah, that was
because cool. We are smarter. We are playing different. The sniper that was on top of parliament.
We saw him.
Bruv, people zoomed until they got his details. He was beaten up.
But that's
almost
crazy, like
he was almost I don't know if he lived, but he was almost killed. Right after, just because
no, he was. I think he was mobbed, man.
He was definitely mobbed.
No,
that's
crazy. Imagine waiting to snipe on people.
And that's the thing.
Well, and
they don't understand the war we are fighting.
It's also not
the same.
These guys are being paid peanuts.
Well.
Actually, like actually, some people who are actually in the streets won't get the heat of this thing. Like the Gen Z's from Kilimani, to be honest, they won't get the heat, right?
Yeah.
They'll probably go back to Brookhouse or go back to SIU and Strath and whatever.
Yeah.
They'll probably not feel the effect. But this cop will be paid 20,000 instead of the 100 G's or something.
But you know, cops are institutionalized straight from training, straight from day one. The office, the army, the navy or whatever, they are sworn to their
protect
leader.
The government.
Not the protector, their leader. It's very hard for police officers to go against their commander. It's very, very hard.
And we've seen
stories of it. And that's why I feel like there's abuse of power, not for the police officers down here, but for the ones ranking them who are giving out the orders. Because these are not done for two or three people to do it. This is not done without orders being given out.
Do you want me to tell you
why? They didn't just wake up and decided to shoot people. These are orders being given, like, oh, if you see them coming, shoot them. I'm 100% sure of that.
Do you want me to tell you why? Like I said, illiteracy comes in play.
Yeah.
It's because it's believed that people who get D's and E's, they go and join the police force and the NYS and all that.
Yeah.
I feel like we're supposed to have, like, being a police is also a career.
Yeah,
you're supposed to know what you're doing for you to be a police officer.
Yep.
You don't. Yep. We don't just like rejects.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people who fail in school for them
to
be like
to
police because they don't really care. Because these are the same people who have you been to camps like police camps and all that. They don't have houses, bro.
No,
the kids they don't go to school.
No.
And
they don't live the best lives.
And like one thing that I wonder and I ask myself is that are we like in a different country or what? Because your kid is not going to school. My kid is not going to school. We are fighting for you as well.
Mm.
Why the hell would you shoot someone?
So like, loyal like,
why are you so?
Was, that's why there was good ones and there was bad ones. But of course, the bad ones will spoil the names for the good ones. Because those ones I was just watching, those ones I was giving away during the.
Are you sure they were good ones? Award. Maybe
I'm 100% sure there was good ones. And
the media was there. The press was there. Maybe
not, I would say the good ones, like any other situation, is a greater majority of it.
Really?
But the bad ones are the ones spoiling. We all know.
Have you seen?
I've never seen a good cop.
We all know there's a small bunch that will always spoil.
Have
the
you
name
seen like eight
whole.
Cops were beating one person?
Who
was standing like this.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
that was
that's
sad.
No, you beat a woman.
That's excessive. That's excessive.
You beat a woman.
Paramedics.
Yeah.
You turned gas. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Literacy,
they killed
bro.
The doctor
one thing,
as well.
It's the one thing that's fucked up. It's. I feel like in any whether it's terrorism, whether there's. Journalists and paramedics always go scot-free.
Yeah.
Always find their way around. And if it's not accidental, yes. But you can't see them there and shoot at them.
Yeah. No, ideally in a military, like even in during war, the guys with the Red Cross,
mm-hmm. they usually, move around. Yeah. Unless it's an accidental bullet that comes at them, but they usually know I can run to him and save him.
Yeah.
I won't be targeted.
Yeah.
But who is...
And that has been the unsaid rule. I never understood it, but that has been the unsaid rule when the war started. It's just the other day in the Israel-Palestine war that journalists and things were being killed.
Yeah.
That is when you're like, yo, are you this fucked up in the head to go there? And that is where Kenya does, bruh. You wake up, you pissed off generally. And it hurts the fact that you're here. You're so far away from your loved ones. They're going through this. And you cannot help them because you feel like, I personally feel like the best way to help them is being with them together. I feel like as much as we're posting online, it's not helping. So I don't know. I feel like we just try being close. So as we finish this topic, what would you say is the best way to keep close, keep attached and don't feel like shit now that you're here? Because it really, really sucks.
Probably I'd say that we've seen it, like there's nothing else you can do about it. It's just wait until the next elections. And we've seen guys being abducted. So we've lost the power to continue with this, like the oomph.
Deflating.
To go forward with it. But personally, I'd say I was never with the finance bill from the word go. It had so many negative things. And you cannot pay taxes and you don't see where your taxes are going. You don't have employment as well. And I feel like we've been led by an incompetent leader.
He's just narcissistic.
Nah, he's just incompetent and arrogant as well.
He's more narcissistic where he's...
And more
he has two faces and he can lie without flinting. Like it's normal.
I don't really care if he has two faces or not, but he's just someone we've never seen, but I I've never experienced
it's different.
Such.
It's different.
I've never experienced such. So I feel like he wasn't right from the word go, and he's not sorry. That is one thing I know.
Yeah,
he's not sorry.
And he hasn't compensated anyone.
He hasn't talked about the deaths.
He said we lost six. He never talked about the Githurai shootings
six
and the killings.
He's a guy massacre.
So
why are we acting surprised? He was part of the Ocampo six. Like 2007, 2008, we all saw it clearly. Not to take sides or anything, but we were children then, but we came and read history.
No, you're not taking sides. That's
but
a fact.
Where there is
smoke,
you just don't get called and you're completely innocent.
Then the fact that he wasn't released on the basis that you're innocent, he was released on the basis that
no witnesses,
the witnesses were tampered with.
Like, and we already know why they were tampered
standard,
with.
Yeah.
So,
clearly, as it stands, I think his case is still
he's a
there
criminal.
If there's witnesses. But I don't think there's witnesses.
There's no
witnesses. Of course,
there's witnesses.
That case went
a
long
done.
Time ago, bro.
Yeah. It's done. It's not going to get anything back to ICC. But yeah, what's your thoughts? What's your thoughts? We have 10 minutes before we close. I want us to jump onto something before we go. Okay.
I feel like the best way that I feel like I can support and not feel bad that I'm not home mm-hmm. is checking up on my friends, because I used to live in Nairobi. Most of my friends are going to these protests, and it's scary, like having to see people are dying and you know your friends are there. So I think the only thing that, not the only thing, but like something that I would say I do is checking up on my friends and making sure they're home, and just keep reposting things online, because that's the only way you're passing information to everyone, just in case people haven't seen anything.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For me, what I think is, let's not back down, guys. It's a marathon, as Boniface Mwangi once said. It's a marathon. It's a long journey. We have 3 more years to go. So if you're going to chill right now, maybe in the next 2 years he'll bring some goodies, then we give him back another 5 years. So...
Mm-mm.
Oh, hell no, bro.
Mm-mm.
If you're saying Zakayo Ashuke, Ashuke and the home.
Mm.
Yeah. So, yeah, so basically, the best way to support family, just keep in touch with them, keep them in your prayers, in your thoughts, share as much information as you can.
Mm.
And, yeah, let's support these guys. Hopefully, things will be good. And just in case, a quick one, ukona sponsor, politician, just tell them, but now you guys, this thing isn't working for us.
Mm.
And for a fact, these MPs, we elect them to be a representation of us in parliament. So even if you think that the bill is right for us, but you said it's not right for us, let us take the wrong path, let us fail, then come and say,
thank you.
But that's what you wanted, because I'm literally your boss.
Yeah, I'm telling you what I want.
I'm telling you, do this.
Don't go there and ask, like, I think this is better for you.
Yeah, no. Go do this. Let it fail, then come back and tell me.
You're not my mother. I'm the one telling you what to do.
But yeah, so I think there's a bit of greed in there. But anyway, hopefully someday we'll get to Canaan.
Yeah. We'll get there. I feel like we'll get there. We'll see it. If we don't see it, the next generation or the generation after that, hopefully we'll see. We'll see better days.
Yeah.
But hopefully. For us, we fight where we can.
Yeah, for sure. Let's keep the fight. Don't relent.
We're not stopping. And I know for a fact, just to digress from all these stories, I know for a fact there will be couples from the Manda.
Hey, bro, have you seen the bodies?
Bro, I'm telling you, bro, part of the reason you got there is because...
Bro, those guys were... They were patching up.
And you're like... And then, you know, as Kenyans...
Stay focused.
You know, as Kenyans, after we are done with the streets, we've done tear gas.
Shere. After party.
We're out here partying.
Did
and
you see the grouchy?
I know for a fact it's going to be happy days after the party.
So we went yesterday to Kings Park to like do all that manda.
Yeah.
I thought it was today, man.
It was yesterday, bro. I was there at 7 and it was dark.
Uh-huh.
Then there was this time when they said that we should light up our
candles,
lighters,
uh-huh.
torches, and
our
all
torches,
that
uh-huh.
flashlight. The things I saw, bro.
What do you mean, the things you saw?
Oh, my goodness.
Baddies.
Hey,
so
bro.
I'm saying it's a good thing. Bruv, you don't stay home.
I was like,
you don't stay home. Baddies are no longer in the club. Bruv, they're in the streets fighting for their rights. If you go stand next to her and then you pull her across so that she doesn't get the tear gas. Yeah. Yo.
I saw this video on TikTok. So this guy recording the Mandamano.
I know.
There was this guy recording the Mandamano, and then there was this shorty was passing, and I'm a beba.
Yo!
So he was like, he was panning, and oh my God, it was so funny. Yeah.
Check this opportunity. Don't let your soulmate go.
Shoot your shot, bruv. You don't know when tomorrow. You don't know what will happen tomorrow.
Shoot a shot, but not
you
a live bullet.
See how protesting?
Don't shoot a live bullet.
Yes,
no live bullets. Fuck them. You see how protesting, bruv? Pull up next to her.
Yeah, bro.
Hey.
Maybe it's gonna be one of your best experiences.
Go with her rhythm, and then next time maybe the rhythm moves somewhere else. You know.
But just in case you are heartbroken from it as well, don't support Ruto still. The enemy is Ruto.
Yeah,
Ruto must go.
The Ruto must. But okay, before we finish, I'm really curious on last 5 minutes. How do you guys, now that it's been a hard week, we get hard weeks just in our normal lives, whether school's been hard, work's been hard. How do you guys get back to level zero? How do you decompress? How do you relax? And I can start. For me, it's simple. We chill. There's days you just wanna get drunk. You wake up tomorrow and you're fine. Mm. You pull up, you play rugby, you're fine. You go, I've never been the, you go to gym or you think it through. I'm one to overthink where it's, if it's in my head for too long,
yep.
it's not going to be good for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm one of Shere. Mm-hmm. If, so if you see me Shere, enjoy the week.
We need to check up on you.
The week has been long. uh-huh.
So I think people are different, man. For me, if I stay idle, I think so. I have to keep myself busy, and as well, I never used to believe that you can look for someone to talk to and share problems. But right now, like you should just talk to someone, man. Just talk to someone. Have friends, go out. You know, just drink a little bit, play rugby.
Would you prefer talk to your babe, say your girl, whoever you're seeing, your friend?
Mm. Oh no, your babe is not.
Or another random drunk at the bar.
Okay, that's.
I don't know. It's different, man. Because as a man, sometimes I'll pass that question.
No, why? I'll pass that question,
man.
Uh-huh.
Me, I think your baby is not your friend.
I don't want to break any houses. So I just pass that question.
No, actually, your baby. No,
it's a good question. It's a good question because
your baby is not your friend.
That's you saying. I'm not saying anything, okay, man. I'm not saying. Like,
answer that.
Your baby is not your friend. Like, she's your babe. Mm-hmm. She's your wife. She's whatever, right?
Yeah.
There's your friend. There's things you can open up to your friend. There's things if you open to your babe. It's gonna compromise how things move on from that.
It's not gonna compromise anything because this, like you're living with this, you're living with the girlfriend.
You don't have to leave her. Let's just say you're seeing her. She has her own place and all that. She's not your wife yet, bruh. You're just seeing her.
Supposed to be the strength for this. No, but
how long can you keep? Can you keep faking it?
From her? You're not.
You're not faking it. You're just not telling her.
You're not faking it.
No, that's.
You're just not done. I'm one of where I feel like if.
Why
if
is she there then?
If it's.
Why is she there?
But this because would be so bad. Babe. But so, if it's.
Yeah.
But I feel like I would want my man to tell me.
She like. Like.
Would you really want him to let?
She's your core support. She's your core support.
It's too heavy for you.
No, she's your core support. Like she's been there ever since day one. She's your core support.
But you don't know.
So that's how you know you have a true lady. If you tell her and she stays by you during that time. In short,
you'd rather speak to your significant other.
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that. I'm passing the question. I'm just.
Him he said no, but I'm just saying. What would you rather?
No. Don't misquote me. I just say there are things you don't need to tell your babe.
Mm. Yeah.
I'd rather speak to her if someone okay, gives okay, me off a talk.
Yeah.
But then if it's something crazy that involves some shit that she doesn't need to know. Because you know your friends you've been
like what does she not need to know?
There are things your babe doesn't need
to know. Give me an example, brother.
I feel like I agree.
Right? You agree, right? Let me tell you, your friends, you've been with your friends the journey, they understand you, they know things.
Mm.
Your babe, you've been with her, but on a different path, right?
Mm.
You're on a path whereby you're trying to be together for the rest of your life, you're trying to raise kids, you're trying to, be for happy sure. together, right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. But for your friends have seen you through the worst days and things like that. Your babe has seen you through it, but it's a totally different trajectory.
Dynamic, yeah.
But I think she'll still see you. She'll still see you in future, though, you know?
It's okay. It's not a problem her seeing you. What I'm just saying is there are things they just don't need to know.
And
you won't feel bad for it.
Yeah.
You'll be totally okay with them not knowing. Mm. And there's a lot of things you don't know about them. They'll go do with their friends.
100%. Yeah, 100%.
And we're all okay with that.
Yeah.
And that's how it goes back to your babe is your babe.
What about you? How do you... But you still not answered. How the fuck do you decompress? How do you come down to zero?
Oh, no, I was contributing on his.
Okay, how do you go back to zero? Are you finished then?
Maybe, let's say I had a long day at work.
Stressful, yeah.
Yeah.
Extremely.
Extremely stressful.
Uh-huh.
I'd go home, garden a little bit.
Garden.
Yeah. If you know, you know. And find something to watch.
Garden what exactly? Organic plants?
Guys,
you know,
greens.
If you know, you know. But yeah, I feel like
Maria Jen
having a comfort show does it for me.
A question
for you guys is: so when you decompress, let's say you watch the movie, the comfort movie, and it's all good.
Mm-hmm.
The next day, you won't totally think about it.
I will.
So
but like,
have you really decompressed, or have you just
for the day?
You've just postponed
for the
it.
Day. It's you think of it, but from a different. But you think from it from a different perspective, where it's like, there's things that if you tell me now, the extreme is stressful. But if I have through the night and I think about it tomorrow, my head's clearer. Like I'm feeling better. I think that's why there's people who go to the gym and after the gym they've like boxed it out. They're like, okay, my head's clear and all that. Now I can think through
can
it.
Think straight.
At the end of the day, you can't run away from it for too long. You still have to come head on from it. Yeah. So me, I'm one of those like, yo, let's go, Shaden. Let's go sip some good stuff. Let's go play some rugby. Tomorrow I'll think about it.
Absolutely.
Postpone it just for a little bit.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm. How about you?
To be honest, I don't know how I decompress, just because the weekend comes really fast nowadays. But ideally, I'd go.
So you need the weekend.
That's a fact. Going to the gym really helps. Like mentally, it clears your mind a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Just taking some rest. Days I'm tired from work, I just go home, sleep. And get up and you're like, yeah, I can actually do what was frustrating me earlier. Yeah. So that helps a bit. But then always spend time with friends. Like, these are the good old days you'll remember when you're 60 and 70. So yeah, that's what I do.
100%.
Somebody said, I think it was Billie Eilish. Billie Eilish said, to hell with sleep. You get it when you're dead. Go out. And probably those are the nice you
remember.
Period.
If you think about it. If you think about it, those are the best days.
Those are the days
you
that
actually
you
remember.
Yeah.
Those are the best night. If it's not for me, it's like I gave you guys a movie
that
you actually remember it. You won't forget it. Those are the best nights.
For sure.
Whether you're drunk or you're having a good time, them late nights, then you're like, oh, I should go home and sleep. Why?
Anyways, yeah, that's what's
go
up,
crazy.
Guys.
Go crazy. Have fun where you can. But all in all, support your Kenyan friends. Support your Kenyan guys at home, family back home. Support however you can. If you can send money, if you can
whatever,
if you can share it, even if you can pray for them, just do it. But as from Read the Room podcast, we stand with the youths, we stand with generation
reject.
We were standing with rejecting, now that it's been rejected, we stand with them. With we need justice for the lost lives
for sure.
Yeah. That's it.
I'm gonna give a shout out to one.
This man must leave, and you give a shout out while you do your name.
To
all,
yeah,
all
yeah.
in all, this has been Read the Room podcast. You'll give it while you
do it. Sure.
This has been Read the Room podcast. Thanks for liking, sharing, keep subscribing, keep watching, stay in tune. It's gonna be more and more. There's more content. We just had a small mishap, but more and more content will be dropping. It's your boy, the host, your best host, the host of the most, Baby K, _Kisaka_ on Instagram.
On Instagram, Neil_Mulama. Shout out to Wanjiku Stevens.
She's safe. I know she's safe. So
if you're watching this, shout out to you, man. I love you
so much.
Oh, who's that?
No, you'll know. She's my friend.
Tukule pilau imu wakandugu.
It's your girl, Likanye, your best host.
And yeah, it's man like Minji on Insta, k_Minji. And let me tell you something, they not like us. Let's go.
They not like us. Till next time, guys.
Peace.
Love.